This is Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377. Local news, Oklahoma politics and events. This is Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck.
Well, happy hump day. Wednesday, July 29th, 2026. Can't believe July is already almost over. I don't know where this summer has gone to, but it's definitely going to be a hot one. We'll cover that forecast coming up for you in just a little bit, too. And again, if you want to be part of the conversation, we'd love to hear from you this morning. 405-608-4377 is the number to dial. 405-608-4377. And we got a whole bunch we're talking about this morning. The death of an Oklahoma mother is now being investigated as a homicide, what detectives are saying. The guy who killed a Moore High School student 3 years ago finally learns his fate. Three men accused of beating a concert goer to death cannot use the stand your ground defense. What an Oklahoma County judge says about that case. A 59-year-old man is behind bars, accused of grooming a teenage girl. What makes it even worse, he was a family friend. We'll have the disturbing details on that one. Two more teens arrested after a shooting at an apartment complex in Edmond. A couple of big projects in the news right now. A proposed billion-dollar data center in Yukon and a multi-billion-dollar nuclear facility for Oklahoma. What residents are saying about the plans for both. Cyclospora cases are definitely on the rise in Oklahoma. What you need to know to keep you and yourself and your family safe. And we'll be looking at the first steps you should take if you're the victim of a scam in our new Wednesday series, Grift Busters. Plus, we'll take your calls and comments and your dad joke of the day. But first, your Freedom First News headlines on Freedom 96.9. Well, authorities are now investigating the death of an Oklahoma mother of three as a homicide. Stephanie Denson Slade's body was discovered in May by two fishermen at the North Canadian River near Hogback Road and Choctaw Bypass, just north of Jones. At the time, investigators released very few details about the case, and they still haven't said exactly what evidence led them to rule her death a homicide. Family members describe Slade as a loving mother who touched the lives of everyone around her. Investigators are continuing to search for answers and have not yet announced any arrests. Well, more than 3 years after the murder of a Moore High School senior, Madeline Bills, her killer has been sentenced to spend the rest of his life in prison. 23-year-old Chase Cook pleaded guilty to first-degree murder and was sentenced to life without the possibility of parole. Investigators say Cook sexually assaulted and killed the 18-year-old in her bedroom back in April of 2023, just days before she was set to graduate. Court records, including disturbing video evidence from the night of the attack. During Tuesday's hearing, Bill's family remembered her as a bright light whose loss continues to be felt by the family every single day. Prosecutors say the plea agreement brings the case to a final resolution, though nothing can undo the family's loss. An Oklahoma County judge has ruled that one of three men charged in a deadly beating outside of an Oklahoma City concert venue cannot claim protection under Oklahoma's Stand Your Ground law. The decision allows the criminal case against Mario Glover to move forward. Glover, along with Jeremy Jones and Caleb Harris, is charged in the 2025 death of 47-year-old Tommy Benson. Investigators say Benson was attacked after accidentally knocking over a woman's drink during an R&B concert. Police say surveillance video shows Benson trying to back away before he was punched, struck with a chair, and beaten. Benson later died from his injuries. All three defendants are scheduled to be formally arraigned in September. A Del City man is behind bars after police say he groomed a 14-year-old girl online and tried to meet her in person. Investigators say 59-year-old Kevin Lilly came under investigation after the parents of the girl discovered inappropriate messages on her phone and contacted police. Detectives then took over the conversation, posing as the teenager, and say Lilly continued sending explicit messages and images before arranging a meeting. When he arrived, officers arrested him. Police say Lilly admitted to sending the messages and planned to meet the girl. Investigators say the case is especially disturbing because Lilly is a longtime family friend. He now faces multiple felony charges, and police say the investigation is ongoing with additional charges possible. Well, police say a confrontation fueled by jealousy ended in a deadly shooting outside a northeast Oklahoma City bar. Investigators say Myron Cooper became upset after seeing his wife interacting with another man, Barry Russell Jr., during a Facebook Live video. Court documents say the two fought in the parking lot before Russell went back inside the bar and then called his wife to bring him a gun. Russell told police he armed himself for protection, but when the men encountered each other again outside, he says Cooper attacked him. Russell admitted to pulling out the handgun and shooting Cooper in the chest. Cooper later died, and Russell called 911 to report the shooting before surrendering to police. He now faces a first-degree murder charge. Well, Edmond police have arrested two more suspects in connection with a July 8th shooting at the Rolling Green Apartments, bringing the total number of arrests to three. The latest suspects are two juvenile males, ages 16 and 17, who are accused of assault and battery with a deadly weapon and first-degree robbery. Investigators say several people exchanged gunfire at the apartment complex parking lot before fleeing the scene. Surveillance video allegedly showed three suspects opening fire on an SUV before running away. Police have now recovered six firearms during the investigation, including two reported stolen. The investigation remains active, and detectives are asking anyone with information to come forward. Well, the long-running Richard Gossett murder case has been delayed once again. The former Oklahoma death row inmate will now go to trial in December instead of September. Gossett is accused of arranging the 1997 murder of his boss, Oklahoma City motel owner Barry Van Treese, but he says he always has maintained his innocence. The U.S. Supreme Court overturned his conviction last year, citing prosecutorial misconduct, clearing the way for a third trial. Defense attorneys requested more time, saying they still need evidence from prosecutors and must resolve witness issues. Prosecutors also agreed to the delay because a key witness was unavailable. Glossop remains free on $500,000 bond and is no longer facing the death penalty. A Eufaula man is headed off to prison after a methamphetamine trafficking investigation led by the Oklahoma Bureau of Narcotics. Federal prosecutors say 69-year-old Frank Schaus was sentenced to 70 months in prison after pleading guilty to distributing methamphetamine and possessing meth with the intent to distribute. Investigators say Schaus sold about an ounce of meth from his home in August of last year. When agents later served a warrant, they found another 2.5 ounces packaged in small baggies for sale. Schaus will remain in federal custody while awaiting transfer to prison. A 19-year-old Woodward man is facing multiple charges after investigators say he confessed to setting two homes on fire just days apart. Authorities say both houses were destroyed in separate fires over the weekend. Witnesses reported seeing a dark gray pickup truck near the first fire, and deputies later spotted a similar truck near the scene of the second blaze. After stopping the vehicle, deputies found what appeared to be stolen property along with lighters and lighter fluid. Investigators say Kenneth Brayson Plummer later admitted to setting both fires. He's charged with arson, burglary, possession of stolen property, and endangering human life. The investigation remains ongoing. Well, nine people now facing criminal charges in what prosecutors call a scheme to steal money from the OK City Crisis Nursery, a nonprofit that claimed to help children and families in crisis. Attorney General Gettner Drummond says founder and executive director Jennifer Roberts is accused of embezzling more than $50,000 in charitable donations on personal expenses, including cosmetic procedures, vacations, and clothing. Investigators also allege she transferred more than $200,000 to other people through Venmo and Cash App. Roberts faces racketeering, embezzlement, and several other felony charges, while eight others are accused of crimes ranging from embezzlement to receiving unlawful proceeds. Newly released body camera video is giving the public a better look inside a shocking drug bust in southeast Oklahoma City. During a June 25th raid targeting suspected drug trafficking, undercover officers discovered nearly 20 pounds of methamphetamine, along with hundreds of animals living on the property. Investigators seized about 470 birds, nearly 50 dogs, several cats, reptiles, and a horse. Many of the animals have since been placed with rescue organizations, while about 250 birds were euthanized after testing found they posed a disease risk. Four men are facing felony drug trafficking charges, and animal welfare investigators say felony animal cruelty charges are also being pursued as the investigation continues. A suspected drunk driver is behind bars this morning after a dangerous wrong-way crash on I-44 in Oklahoma City. The Oklahoma Highway Patrol says the driver entered the westbound lanes while traveling east at around 9:30 Tuesday morning and slammed into a semi near May Avenue, disabling the truck. Despite the crash, the driver continued on for nearly 3 miles before crashing into a concrete wall. Troopers arrested the driver on suspicion of DUI and booked that person into the Oklahoma County Detention Center. Remarkably, nobody was seriously hurt. The Highway Patrol says the outcome could have been much worse and is reminding drivers to never get behind the wheel when impaired. Two people were thrown from an SUV during a serious crash on Tuesday night in Pottawatomie County. The sheriff's office says the vehicle left the roadway near Highway 9 and Chambers Road, just outside of Earlsboro. Investigators have not yet said what caused the driver to lose control. Emergency crews rushed to the scene, and at least one of the victims had to be airlifted to the hospital because of injuries. Authorities have not released the identities of any of those involved, and the cause of that crash remains under investigation this morning. Well, chances are you've either been the victim of a scam, known somebody who has, or been approached by a scammer, usually with those annoying calls, texts, and emails. So what do you do first if you fall for one of these scams? Tara Harden with the State Department of Securities will be joining us live. You don't want to miss this one. It's 83 degrees and mostly sunny at 716. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brobeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Traffic.
We now take you to our eye in the sky.
Traffic brought to you by Service Pro Plumbing. They can't fix the traffic, but they can fix your plumbing. Call today or visit serviceprookc.com. Hey, good news. Edmond drivers Danforth and Kelly is open, but there are other construction issues. Bridge work, May and Northwest Expressway, eastbound I-44 in Klassen and I-44 at Southwest 74th.
Only one station has the power to cover Oklahoma with freedom, and you're listening to it. Your 100,000-watt talker is the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
Hey there, I'm here chatting with Stephen Smith with ICS Concrete Coatings in Oklahoma City. Stephen, ICS has been serving the community for over 50 years. What's the secret behind your longevity?
It's our family-owned roots. We treat every project like it's for our own home, using top-tier Pentek polyurea coatings that are durable, stylish, and built to last. Our focus is on quality and making customers happy.
That's a legacy to be proud of. So what can homeowners or businesses expect when they work with ICS?
It's a seamless experience. We start with a free estimate, help you pick from a range of colors and finishes, and install in just one day. Your floor is ready for use the next morning. No more long waits.
Well, that's a service you can trust. So how do folks get started?
Just reach out and we'll take care of the rest with our lifetime warranty backing you up.
Well, get a floor that lasts with ICS Concrete Coatings. Give them a call at 405-403-4012 or head to icsconcretecoatings.com for a free estimate today.
Hi, this is Jamie with Discount Garage Door, and we've got some amazing specials going on our stock doors. Right now, get an 8x7 garage door installed for just $10.99, a 16x7 for $16.99, or get the door and motor combo for just $23.99. These prices are out the door, installed, and every job comes with a 5-year warranty on all parts and labor. Give us a call at 525-DOOR or visit us at discountgaragedoor.com.
Hi, this is Major Herman with the Oklahoma City Fire Department, reminding you, lithium-ion batteries power many of the devices we use every day, but they need to be charged safely. Always use the manufacturer charger, avoid charging on beds, couches, or other soft surfaces, and don't leave battery-powered devices in a hot vehicle. If a battery is damaged, swollen, or unusually hot, stop using it immediately. Learn more about battery safety from the Oklahoma City Fire Department, because safe charging can save lives.
The best way to stay up to date on the issues that impact your life is to listen to the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com. Mornings, at noon, and on the way home from work. Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Life is too short to just deal with the spin. Let's get to the truth, because the truth matters most. I'll give you the news, what's actually important, analyze it for you, give you my thoughts on it, take your thoughts as well. The phone number, 877-973-7425. It's Eric Erickson right here on Freedom 96.9. Listen live weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., because life's too short for the spin. So get the truth of what's actually happening out there in Oklahoma and around the world. It's Eric Erickson. Listen live, 11 to 2 p.m. weekdays.
Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck.
Oh man, it's going to be a hot one today. Look for partly sunny skies, high temperature going up to 102 degrees tonight. We'll see partly cloudy skies, low of 76. On Thursday, partly sunny, maybe a chance for scattered showers. don't get your hopes up. That's not going to cool things off. It's just going to make it more humid. We'll see a high of 102 degrees for tomorrow. Then on Friday, breezy, sunny, hot, high of 102 degrees. It's 83 degrees. There is a heat advisory that was just issued. It's currently in effect. It's 720. And it seems like just about everyone has been targeted by a scam these days or knows somebody who has. So whether it's a phone call, text message, or email, scammers are getting much more convincing. If you do fall for one, what's the first thing you should do? Tara Harden with the Oklahoma Department of Securities is joining us live with the answers. Good morning, Tara.
Good morning, Aaron. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning. I forgot the sounder, so let's play the sounder.
The new Freedom 96.9.
Hello? How may I help you?
You are a scammer, I swear.
A scheme, fraud, a racket, hustle, flim-flam, a scam, a grift. This is Grift Busters, exposing the scams on Freedom's First News with Aaron Brilbeck.
Being elderly sucks because you start forgetting things like playing the sounder. And Dave produced this really, really cool sounder, and I'm not using it because I keep forgetting because I'm elderly.
Well, so let's start over. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Tara. How are you?
I'm great this morning.
Excellent. So there's a bazillion different scams, and as part of Grift Busters, we're going to be talking about a different one every single week.
Yes.
But it's probably important not to just talk about them, but tell people, what do you do once you get scammed? And sooner or later, statistically speaking, you're going to get scammed.
Yes, you're right. Statistically speaking, it's become not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
Right.
So know how to respond. Exactly your point. And the very first thing you want to do, if you do realize that you have become the victim, is stop the bleed financially. So contact your financial institution, whether that's your credit card company, your bank, wherever that money access point was. Contact them first. Get those accounts either shut down, cards turned off, whatever it takes. Freeze those accounts temporarily. You can get back to it and work through that, but that needs to be your first call, is to shut down that money. Second call, law enforcement. And I know I hear all the time from everybody, well, why am I going to report it? They can't do anything about it. To be honest, law enforcement, right? As if I'm still there. There isn't great recovery rate of the money, honestly. But law enforcement can't delegate people or resources, training. Legislators can't address the legislation that's needed if they don't know that the problem exists.
Exactly.
So reporting is so important. Are they going to get your money back? Honestly, probably not. But again, they can't do anything about a problem that they don't know exists. So report it. Report it locally. And I know I got patrolmen out there listening today that are cussing me right now.
Rolling their eyes.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes,
more,
you
more
need
paperwork.
More paperwork. I know it's more paperwork. But again, we can't designate the resources if we don't know the problem exists.
Right.
So report locally and federally, too, to the FBI.
And here's kind of the reality. A lot of the people who are doing these scammers, they're extremely sophisticated. They're using multiple different levels of security on their end. So trying to track them initially is extremely difficult, if not impossible. Oftentimes, they're out of the country. More often than not, they're at least out of the jurisdiction of the police agency that you're reaching out to. And let's face it, most police departments don't have the resources, especially in places like Oklahoma, to try to track down somebody who bilked you out of a few thousand dollars and go all the way to the Ivory Coast of Africa chasing after them.
Right. I always laugh when I talk about this very topic because, computer geeks haven't been drawn to law enforcement typically.
Right.
Those have been two very different personalities in the past. That's not so much anymore. We are bridging that gap. But again, it's recognizing that we have that gap to bridge before we can start bridging it, right? So law enforcement is inherently, just by its nature, going to be a half a step behind because we can't respond to a problem that doesn't exist,
right?
But we want to be a half a step behind and not 10 steps behind. And so, yes, reporting. But you pointed out another thing on the jurisdictional issue. That's why it's important to report to your local police department, also to report to the FBI. They've got a great website, IC3.gov, just letter I, letter C, number 3.gov. And their systems have the ability to aggregate information. So maybe there's a victim in Oklahoma City and a victim in Enid and a victim in Kansas City, and but they all have similarities. Maybe it all got transferred to the same crypto wallet. The FBI systems have the ability to aggregate that information.
Right. And as AI gets more and more advanced, AI is going to be used to try to connect those dots more frequently. And
yes,
that's going to help in prosecuting later on down the line.
Exactly.
But again, like you said, the reality is the chances of getting your money back from this are pretty slim to none, but that doesn't mean don't report it. It also highlights the importance of you can't be responsive. You have to be proactive.
100%. I have said for years that these losses are going to amount to a national security issue, and I had someone from HSI at a conference tell me this is a national security issue because we are losing hundreds of billions of dollars to criminals, as you pointed out, oftentimes outside of our country, mm-hmm, in countries that are not our friends.
People that want to kill us.
Yes, yes. And so we have to, you as the listeners, you possess the absolute best defense system there is. And that is you and your behaviors and how you interact with people. So a couple of other just really short tips. Make a standard hang up and call back rule. If somebody contacts you and it involves sharing personal information or a financial transaction, you just have a standing personal rule. You're going to hang up and you're going to call them back at a number you verified, not at the number they gave you, not on that redial. But if you just make that a standard practice, that'll help you quite a bit as well.
Oftentimes when you're the victim of a scam, it's pretty overwhelming. You look in your bank account or you look at your credit card statement and you see, oh my God, $30,000 is gone. And your brain starts, the synapses start firing rapid fire. And it's easy to say on the radio, here's the first step that you want to do.
Right.
But the reality is when you're so overwhelmed by all this, who do I call first? What is the phone number for the bank? What is the phone number for the credit card? I got to jump online. I got to do this and this and this and this. How do I stop the hemorrhaging?
Mm-hmm.
How do you control all that?
So one of the things I recommend, number one, contact your bank or the credit card company or whatever using the number on the back of the card. You've got the card. Just go get the card out. You don't have to think about it. You don't have to look up the number. You don't have to worry about if you got malware. Go get the card. Pull it out. Call that number. Additionally, before you're in that position, sit down and put all of those numbers in your phone as a contact, so that if you are away from that card when you make that discovery, you know who to call. But if you just have that planning, that knowing ahead, first call is to the financial institution, second call is to law enforcement, always.
Also, when people are facing some of these computer scams, for example, where they're told, we're locking down your computer, you see the clock ticking down, mm-hmm, I don't want to use my computer to reach out to my financial institution, what do I do?
Again, get off that computer, shut that internet down, call that number on the back of the card, get that bank account frozen, get those assets secured.
Tara Harden, thanks again for joining us. We'll be seeing you every single Wednesday for Grift Busters. And thank you for joining us, too. Just a really quick check on your weather. We're going to be seeing partly sunny skies throughout the day today. It's going to be a hot one. I have 102 degrees tonight, partly cloudy, low of 76. Tomorrow, look for partly sunny skies, maybe a chance for some showers and a high of 102 degrees. Then on Friday, breezy, sunny, and hot. I have 102 degrees. We've still got a whole bunch more we want to talk about, including plans for a nuclear plant in Oklahoma. We want to take your calls on that one, 405-608-4377. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brobeck on Freedom 96.9.
USA Radio News, I'm John Summers. The Senate voted to make Jake Layton the next director of national intelligence last night. U.S. forces were attacked overnight. Here's reporter Scott Carr.
Iran has launched ballistic missiles at U.S. forces in the Middle East. All of the missiles were successfully intercepted.
President Trump's meetings with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky concluded Tuesday. Fox News says House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer warned Dr. Anthony Fauci his presidential pardon has limits ahead of the former public health official's high-profile day on Capitol Hill. California State Attorney General Rob Bonta scored a win in an early court battle against Trump administration cuts to mental health funding. Seattle police say the guns believed to be used in Sunday's mass shooting had extended magazines. From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Noble McIntyre with the McIntyre Minute. The most important part of a car wreck case often happens in the first 72 hours before you ever even think about talking to a lawyer. What you say to the insurance company, whether you delay medical care, whether you tell someone, I'm fine, insurance adjusters look at those narratives early, and the casual statement becomes a permanent problem. And when pain shows up later, which is very common, they argue it's unrelated. Here's the truth. Adrenaline masks injuries. Neck, back, and shoulder problems don't always show up at the scene. You don't have to panic, but you do have to be smart. Document the wreck. Get checked out. And remember, the other driver's insurance company isn't on your side, no matter how friendly they sound. If you've been in a crash and something feels off, whether it's physically or financially, that's your sign to call.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000.
Catch our show, Legal Talk, with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Craft. News is brought to you by Health 65. You've worked hard, and Medicare doesn't have to be. Health 65 is making Medicare easy again. Health65.com. Nine people have been charged following an investigation into alleged embezzlement at OK City Crisis Nursery. Attorney General Gentner Drummond says founder and executive director Jennifer Roberts has been accused of taking more than $500,000 in donations and using that money on personal expenses. That includes vacations, clothing, and cosmetic procedures. Investigators also allege that Roberts distributed more than $200,000 to other individuals through payment apps. Roberts now faces multiple felony charges, including racketeering, embezzlement, and fraud. Eight additional people have also been charged in connection with the case, which continues. Oklahoma has launched a new statewide artificial intelligence platform called Beacon to help state agencies improve efficiency and customer service for various aspects of the state. Governor Kevin Stitt says the platform provides agencies with a secure and consistent way to use artificial intelligence while reducing duplicated work across state government and its agencies. Initial projects are set to include tools designed to modernize administrative rules and tasks and provide procurement guidance to state employees. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Let's be honest. Medicare can get complicated fast. Too many plans, too many opinions, not enough straight answers. That's where Health 65 and Edmund comes in. We will give you a clear, straightforward guidance so you can understand your options and choose what works best for you. No runarounds, no pressure, just help when and where you need it. Hi, I'm Philip Beard. Give me a call today or visit health65.com. That's health65.com.
Health 65 is not connected to the federal Medicare program.
Want to know what $6 million worth of quality pre-owned vehicles look like? Go to www.stevensford.com. Use our built-in search engine to find exactly what you're looking for. Better yet, hop in your car and come on over to Stevens Ford and Heath. Folks, I'm here to tell you that our used car lot is absolutely full of cars, trucks, and SUVs. There's something for everyone, with prices starting under $11,000. 11 grand. As a matter of fact, most are priced below market value. And remember, when you buy from us, drive it for 48 hours, and if you're not totally satisfied, bring it back and get 100% of your money back. And one more thing. Credit is never a problem because our goal is 100% credit approval. So, come shop our $6 million used inventory and find the vehicle you're looking for at a money-saving price. And remember, Stevens Ford will beat any deal, regardless.
Hi, this is Jamie with Discount Garage Door. And we've got some amazing specials going on our stock doors. Right now, get an 8x7 garage door installed for just $10.99, a 16x7 for $16.99, or get the door and motor combo for just $23.99. These prices are out the door, installed, and every job comes with a 5-year warranty on all parts and labor. Give us a call at 525-DOOR or visit us at discountgaragedoor.com.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Today will bring partly sunny skies and toasty conditions with a high of 102. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies and warm weather with a low of 76. Tomorrow, anticipate partly sunny skies and hot temperatures with a chance of a thunderstorm in spots during the afternoon. The high will reach 102. Looking ahead to Friday, it'll be breezy in the morning, but otherwise mostly sunny and hot with a high again of 102. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377 on the new Freedom 96.9.
Good morning and welcome back. Going to be a hot one today. 83 degrees under mostly sunny skies at 7:36. That means time for your daily dad joke of the day on Freedom 96.9. You know, Uncle Dave, last night my wife put her hair in a bun.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's how she lost her job at McDonald's.
Oh, that's what that was.
Ick. Oh. Ick. We got Tim on from Perry. He's got a dad joke for us. Morning, Tim. How are you, brother?
I'm doing good, sir. How are you?
I'm fantastic. What you got?
Well, sir, we've all looked up in the sky, and we have seen Canadian geese flying in a V form.
Uh-huh.
And the rumor has it that they're flying in the V for aerodynamics, because they can fly pretty fast.
Yeah.
But scientists have finally figured out why one side is always longer than the other.
Why is that?
Because there's more geese on that side.
You know, it's kind of funny because, like, every time, and Dave and I have talked a bit about this, Tim, anytime there's a, like, a plane crash story that we cover on the air, we always end it with investigators are still trying to find out the cause of the plane crash. And I'm always thinking to myself, it's gravity.
Well,
the cause is gravity.
But there's got to be an error somewhere.
Nope, just gravity. Tim, thanks a lot for calling, man. I appreciate you.
You bet. You can't argue with that. Thanks,
you
man.
Certainly can. You take care. Let's check out your Freedom First News headlines now on Freedom 96.9. Authorities are now investigating the death of an Oklahoma mother of three as a homicide. Stephanie Denson Slade's body was discovered in May by two fishermen in the North Canadian River near Hogback Road and Choctaw Bypass, just north of Jones. Investigators still haven't released what evidence led them to change the case from a death investigation to a homicide, and no arrests have been announced just yet. Family members describe Slade as a loving mother who always put her children first and touched the lives of everyone around her. Authorities are asking anyone with information to come forward as they continue trying to determine exactly what happened. Well, more than 3 years after the murder of a Moore High School senior, Madeline Bills, the man responsible will spend the rest of his life behind bars. 23-year-old Chase Cook pleaded guilty to first-degree murder and was sentenced to life without the possibility of parole. Prosecutors say Cook sexually assaulted and then killed the 18-year-old in April of 2023, just days before she was set to graduate from high school. Court records included disturbing video evidence from the night of the crime. During Tuesday's sentencing hearing, Bill's family remembered her as a bright light whose loss was still felt every single day. Prosecutors say the plea finally brings the case to a close, although nothing can erase the family's pain. An Oklahoma County judge has ruled that one of three men charged in a deadly beating outside of an Oklahoma City concert venue cannot claim immunity under the Oklahoma Stand Your Ground law. The ruling means that Mario Glover will continue to face prosecution in the death of 47-year-old Tommy Benson. Investigators say Benson accidentally knocked over a woman's drink during an R&B concert before he was surrounded, punched, hit with a chair, and beaten. He later died from his injuries. Glover, along with Jeremy Jones and Caleb Harris, face charges including second-degree murder and manslaughter. All three men are scheduled to return to court for a formal arraignment in September. A Del City man is behind bars after police say he groomed a 14-year-old girl online and tried to arrange a meeting with her. Investigators say the girl's parent discovered the inappropriate messages on her phone and contacted police. Detectives then took over the conversation, posing as the teenager, and say 59-year-old Kevin Lilly continued sending explicit messages and images before setting up a meeting. When he arrived, officers arrested him. Police say Lilly admitted to sending the messages and intended to meet the girl. Investigators say the case is especially disturbing because Lilly wasn't a stranger. He was a longtime family friend. He now faces multiple felony charges, and the investigation remains ongoing. Well, police say a confrontation fueled by jealousy turned deadly outside a northeast Oklahoma City bar. According to court documents, Myron Cooper became upset after seeing his wife talking with another man, Barry Russell Jr. During a Facebook Live video inside the bar, the two men fought in the parking lot. Before Russell finally went back inside and called his wife to bring him a handgun, Russell told investigators he wanted the weapon for protection. When the two men crossed paths again outside, Russell says Cooper attacked him and he responded by shooting Cooper in the chest. Cooper later died at the hospital. Russell called 911, admitting to the shooting, and surrendered to police. He now faces a first-degree murder charge. Well, Edmond police have arrested two more suspects in connection with a July 8th shooting at the Rolling Green Apartments, bringing the total number of arrests to three. The latest suspects are two juvenile males, ages 16 and 17, who are accused of assault and battery with a deadly weapon and first-degree robbery. Investigators say several people exchanged gunfire in the apartment complex parking lot before fleeing the scene. Surveillance video allegedly shows three suspects opening fire on an SUV before running away. Detectives have recovered six firearms during the investigation, including two that have been reported stolen. Police say the investigation is still active, and they're asking anyone with additional information to please step forward. The Richard Glossop murder case has been delayed once again. The former Oklahoma death row inmate will now go to trial in December instead of September. Glossop is accused of arranging the 1997 murder of Oklahoma City motel owner Barry Van Treese, but he has always maintained his innocence. The U.S. Supreme Court overturned his conviction last year, citing prosecutorial misconduct and ordering a new trial. Defense attorneys requested more time, saying prosecutors still have not turned over all the evidence needed to prepare their case, while prosecutors also cited the unavailability of a key witness. Glossop remains free on $500,000 bond and is no longer facing the death penalty. A Eufaula man is headed to federal prison following a methamphetamine trafficking investigation led by the Oklahoma Bureau of Narcotics. Federal prosecutors say 69-year-old Frank Schaus was sentenced to 70 months in prison after pleading guilty to distributing methamphetamine and possessing methamphetamine with intent to distribute. Investigators say Schaus sold the meth from his home before agents executed the search warrant and discovered more meth packaged up in smaller baggies for resale. The investigation involved the Oklahoma Bureau of Narcotics, the DEA and local sheriff's offices, and the District 18 District Attorney's Office. Schaus will remain in federal custody until he's transferred to a federal prison. A 19-year-old Woodward man is facing multiple felony charges after investigators say he admitted to setting two homes on fire just days apart. Authorities say both homes were completely destroyed in separate fires over the weekend. Witnesses reported seeing a dark gray pickup truck near the first fire, and deputies later spotted a similar truck near the second scene. After pulling the vehicle over, investigators say they found what appeared to be stolen property, along with lighters and lighter fluid. During questioning, Kenneth Brayson Plummer allegedly confessed to setting both fires. He now faces charges including arson, burglary, possession of stolen property, and endangering human life. The investigation remains ongoing. Nine people are facing criminal charges in what prosecutors describe as a scheme to steal money from the OK City Crisis Nursery. That's a nonprofit that claimed to help children and families in crisis. Attorney General Gettner Drummond says founder Jennifer Roberts is accused of using more than $50,000 in charitable donations for personal expenses, including cosmetic procedures, vacations, and clothing. Investigators also allege Roberts transferred more than $200,000 to other individuals using both Venmo and Cash App. Roberts now faces racketeering, embezzlement, and several other felony charges, while eight others are facing charges ranging from embezzlement to receiving unlawful proceeds. All defendants are presumed innocent until proven guilty, and the state's effort to dissolve the nonprofit continues in court. Well, newly released body camera video is giving the public a closer look inside a shocking drug bust inside Southeast Oklahoma City. during the June raid targeting the suspected drug trafficking. Undercover investigators discovered nearly 20 pounds of methamphetamine, along with hundreds of animals living on the property. Investigators seized about 470 birds, nearly 50 dogs, several cats, reptiles, even a horse. Many of the animals have since been placed with rescue organizations, while roughly 250 birds had to be euthanized after testing showed they posed a serious disease risk. Four men are facing felony drug trafficking charges, and animal welfare investigators say felony animal cruelty charges could soon follow as the investigation continues. A suspected drug driver is behind bars this morning after a dangerous wrong-way crash on I-44 in Oklahoma City. The Oklahoma Highway Patrol says the driver entered the westbound lanes while traveling east on Tuesday morning and crashed into a semi near May Avenue, disabling the truck. Now, despite the collision, investigators say the driver continued for nearly 3 miles before finally crashing into a concrete wall. Troopers arrested the driver on suspicion of DUI and booked that person to the Oklahoma County Detention Center. Remarkably, nobody was hurt. The Highway Patrol says the outcome could have been much worse and is reminding motorists to never get behind the wheel while impaired. Two people were thrown from an SUV during a serious crash on Tuesday night in Pottawatomie County. The sheriff's office says the vehicle left the roadway near Highway 9 and Chambers Road just outside of Earlsboro. Although investigators have not yet determined exactly what caused the driver to lose control, emergency crews responded quickly, and at least one victim had to be airlifted to the hospital because of the severity of their injuries. Authorities have not yet released the identities or conditions of the people involved. The cause of the crash remains under investigation as deputies continue working to determine exactly what happened. 83 degrees under mostly sunny skies at 7:46. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. Cyclosporine cases are continuing to climb across Oklahoma, with state health officials now reporting 303 cases and 18 hospitalizations. Just 2 weeks ago, there were only 56 reported infections. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says Oklahoma is one of 9 states linked to a multi-state outbreak believed to be tied to contaminated fresh produce. Officials also warn the actual number of illnesses is likely much higher because many people recover without seeking medical care or being tested. Health experts recommend thoroughly washing fresh fruits and vegetables, practicing good hand hygiene, and avoiding untreated water to reduce your risk of infection. Oklahoma is one step closer to landing a multi-billion dollar nuclear energy project. Governor Kevin Stitt's office announced the state has been named as one of 5 finalists for federal nuclear life cycle innovation program. State officials say the project could attract as much as $50 billion in private investment and create up to 25,000 jobs while expanding research, advanced fuel production, and power generation. But some Oklahomans remain skeptical, pointing to the decades-long cleanup of contamination over at the former Kerr-McGee nuclear site near Crescent. State leaders insist that today's nuclear technology is much safer and say that any future project would face strict federal oversight and include community input before a site is selected. While opposition continues to grow over a proposed billion-dollar data center in Yukon, dozens of people packed Tuesday night's city council meeting, with speaker after speaker arguing the massive project does not belong in their community. Many accused city leaders of negotiating behind closed doors, while Mayor Brian Pillmore defended the proposal, saying that it would generate millions of dollars in new tax revenue. One longtime resident announced plans to launch an initiative petition that would ban data centers within city limits. If enough signatures are collected, the issue could go directly to Yukon voters. Despite the heated debate, city council members took no action and only heard public comments. Oklahoma Public Schools is losing one of its longest-serving leaders. Board Chair Paula Lewis is stepping down after her family decided to move outside the district, making her ineligible to continue serving. Lewis has been on the school board since 2016 and has served as the chair since 2017, leading the district through COVID-19 pandemic, leadership changes, and 2 successful bond elections. She says serving Oklahoma City Public Schools has been one of the greatest honors of her life. Superintendent Jamie Polk and Mayor David Holt both praised Lewis for her leadership and lasting impact on the district. Vice Chair Lori Bowman will now assume the role of board chair. Time is running out for Oklahomans who want to vote in next month's primary runoff election. The deadline to register to vote or update your voter registration is this Friday, July 31st. The August 25th runoff includes statewide Republican races for governor, state superintendent, labor commissioner, along with two state questions that every registered voter can vote on. Election officials are encouraging voters to verify their registration information through Oklahoma voter porthole before the deadline. If you've recently moved or changed your name, you need to submit an updated registration application in order to be eligible to vote. Well, like we just said, Oklahoma is one of five finalists right now for a federal nuclear energy campus that state leaders say could bring $50 billion in investment and 25,000 jobs. Some residents remain concerned, though, because of past nuclear contamination, but officials say modern technology is much safer and would face strict oversight federally. So, what are your thoughts on this? Is this the project you want to see here? A $50 billion investment, 25,000 high-paying jobs? That's pretty enticing. So is cheap energy, but are you worried about nuclear fallout? We want to hear from you. 405-608-4377 is the number to dial. 405-608-4377. It is 83 degrees. There's a heat advisory in effect at 750. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Traffic.
Traffic.
We now take you to our eye in the sky.
Traffic brought to you by Service Pro Plumbing. They can't fix the traffic, but they can fix your plumbing. Call today or visit serviceprookc.com. Hey, good news. Edmond drivers Danforth and Kelly is open, but there are other construction issues. Bridge work, May and Northwest Expressway, eastbound I-44 in Klassen and I-44 at Southwest 74.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom96.9.com and on the Freedom app.
Want to know what $6 million worth of quality pre-owned vehicles look like? Go to www.stevensford.com. Use our built-in search engine to find exactly what you're looking for. Better yet, hop in your car and come on over to Stevens Ford and Heath. Folks, I'm here to tell you that our used car lot is absolutely full of cars, trucks, and SUVs. There's something for everyone with prices starting under $11,000. 11 grand. As a matter of fact, most are priced below market value. And remember, when you buy from us, drive it for 48 hours, and if you're not totally satisfied, bring it back and get 100% of your money back. And one more thing. Credit is never a problem because our goal is 100% credit approval. So, come shop our $6 million used inventory and find the vehicle you're looking for at a money-saving price. And remember, Stevens Ford will beat any deal, regardless.
Hi, this is Dylan Buckingham. As a parent of two boys who have faced life-threatening health challenges, our family knows when your child is sick, everything changes. Suddenly, nothing matters more than finding hope. For our family, that hope came through the care and support made possible by the Children's Health Foundation. They're advancing research, improving treatment, and standing beside families all across Oklahoma. Because every child deserves hope, healing, and a healthy future. Join us at chfkids.com.
Wildfire conditions in Oklahoma can turn dangerous in minutes. Dragging chains on the highway can throw sparks. Tossing cigarettes out a window can ignite dry grass in seconds. One small mistake can turn into a fast-moving wildfire. In fact, most wildfires in Oklahoma are human-caused, especially during hot, dry, and windy conditions. The Oklahoma State Firefighters Association reminds you to do your part. Secure trailer chains, properly dispose of smoking materials, and stay aware of fire conditions before you head out. Wildfire safety starts with simple choices, and those choices can protect and save homes, land, and lives. For more information, visit us at osfa.info.
Knowledge is power. Combine that with 100,000 watts of power, and you got the most important talk station in Oklahoma. We're the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
Life is too short to just deal with the spin. Let's get to the truth, because the truth matters most. I'll give you the news, what's actually important, analyze it for you, give you my thoughts on it, take your thoughts as well. The phone number, 877-973-7425. It's Eric Erickson right here on Freedom 96.9. Listen live weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., because life's too short for the spin. So get the truth of what's actually happening out there in Oklahoma and around the world. It's Eric Erickson. Listen live, 11 to 2 p.m. weekdays.
Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377.
Good morning and welcome back. Going to be a hot one today. We're used to that by now, aren't we? Partly sunny skies today. We'll see a high of about 102 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, low of 76. On Thursday, partly sunny. Maybe a chance for some scattered showers in the afternoon and a high of 102. Then on Friday, breezy, sunny, and hot with a high of 102. Meteorologists are telling us, though, that we should see a little bit of a break for the weekend with temperatures only in the upper 90s. It's 83 degrees outside right now. There is a heat advisory in effect at 7:55. Oklahoma is one step closer to becoming home to a multi-billion dollar nuclear energy campus. Governor Kevin Stitt's office announced the state has been selected as one of five finalists for a federal nuclear life cycle innovation program. State officials say the project could generate up to $50 billion in private investment, create as many as 25,000 jobs, and support advanced nuclear research, fuel production, and power generation. Still, some Oklahomans have some concerns, pointing to the decades-long cleanup over at the former Kerr-McGee nuclear facility near Crescent. That was a mess that took 20 years to clean up. State leaders say today's nuclear technology is far more advanced, and they insist that any project would operate under strict federal regulations with public input before a location is chosen. So what are your thoughts on this? This is a pretty big deal, so we definitely want you to weigh in. 405-608-4377. Would you support nuclear energy campus here in Oklahoma? Would you support one if it was built near your community? Does the promise of 25,000 new jobs and billions of dollars of investment outweigh the risks? Because when the risks become reality, they're pretty high. Do you trust today's nuclear technology more than the reactors of the past? Should Oklahoma continue to focus more on oil and gas, or do we need to start diversifying into nuclear energy? Would you rather see natural gas plants, wind farms, or nuclear power built here? Does Oklahoma have the water infrastructure needed for another major industrial project, especially if we're talking about putting up all these data centers? And should local voters have the final say before a nuclear facility is built? The biggest question that you're going to be hearing to this is, do people want this thing in my backyard? My answer, a resounding yes. I'll open up the door to my the gate to my backyard. I'll bring you out lemonade. That kind of an investment. Nuclear energy is now safer than it's ever been. It's way cleaner than any other form of energy that we're producing right now. There are a lot of safeguards in place. There's really not much to worry about. The economic impact, state officials say up to $50 billion in investment, 25,000 new jobs. These are high-paying, good jobs, and these are the types of jobs that our local colleges and universities are going to be training people for generations to have. It also means research partnerships with Oklahoma universities. It means long-term tax revenue. Oklahoma has aggressively pursued these data centers, as well as aerospace and semiconductor projects. Nuclear could be and should be the next major industry. So are these realistic projections, though, or are these just government sales pitches? The reality is we've got a growing demand for energy. These AI data centers require tremendous amounts of energy, more than most of us can even fathom. Manufacturing is returning back here to the United States. Thank you very much, President Trump. Electric vehicles are increasing demand on the power grid. Nuclear power provides 24-hour base load for electricity, unlike wind or solar, which is reliant 100% on other exterior factors. So this is one of the reasons the federal government is really pushing for nuclear development. Oklahoma, we've got an identity as being an energy state. It's always been with oil, natural gas, wind, but now the state wants to become a leader in nuclear. So what do you think? Is that just kind of the natural evolution of things? The other concern that you're going to be hearing a lot about is the Kerr-McGee problem. And those of us who are a little bit older, we remember it. The Kerr-McGee's Cimarron Fuel Fabrication Facility, it was located in central Oklahoma, made plutonium pellets for nuclear reactor rods. It's a famous site for where Karen Silkwood worked, and she was exposed to radiation that was threatening her life. She believed that it was intentional because she was speaking out against some of the dangers there. The plant closed in 1975 and finally decontaminated in 1994. So there's a lot of concerns about that, but a lot has changed since 1975. I think this is something that we as a state should really, really consider. Everybody likes the idea of 25,000 new jobs and $50 billion investment, but if it's a few miles from your house, would you support it? Thanks so much for joining us on this Wednesday on Freedom's First News with Aaron Brobeck on Freedom 96.9.